This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A man was hurt during a standoff with Aurora police early this morning. The department says the suspect was injured by shrapnel and is in custody. Officers had previously been called to his apartment along with mental health professionals. The suspect had allegedly threatened neighbors. After police responded multiple times overnight, they say the suspect fired at them and at an armored SWAT vehicle. No one else was injured, and an investigation is underway. Baseball's biggest stars will play in tonight's All-Star game at Coors Field in Denver. Edman Marquez is the only Colorado Rockies player on the roster. CPR's Vic Bella says the pitcher is having a great year.
He's such a great story. Came from Venezuela, and by all accounts, one of the most humble people in the Rockies locker room. He almost threw the first ever no-hitter at Coors Field this season, which is remarkable. And he's only 26, and he'll be playing in his first ever All-Star game tonight. It's well-deserved.
For the first time since pitching in the major leagues, his family will cheer him on from the stands. The Gazette reports his wife and son secured visas to see him play in person. Vendors in downtown Denver are extremely happy about the return of crowds. Many couldn't run last year because of the pandemic. Kristen Moffitt sells peanuts and water to fans outside Coors Field during Rockies games. She says it's a welcome return to normal.
It's been really, really fun to see the different teams, the different people, and everybody's happy. Everyone's getting along. Everyone's enjoying this really cool experience.
The first pitch for the game is at 5:30 tonight. You're listening to CPR News.